Let's check the numbers on this Tuesday afternoon as they finished up in Chicago. On a settlement price, the nearby soft red winter wheat up 4.25 cents at $7.31 and a half. July at $7.32 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. From the hard red in Kansas City, 2 and a quarter cents for the loss in the July, down at $7.64 and a quarter. Back in the corn pit from Chicago, nearby May corn, $7.31 and a quarter, down 2 cents. July at $7.12 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. And September at $6.02 and a half, down 2 and a half cents. December futures, $5.70, down 2. The March at $5.80. These are closes, by the way, down a penny and a quarter. And the May futures there at $5.88, a half cent lower. May soybeans at $14.47 and three quarters. The settlement price, 10 and a half cents higher. July at $14.26 and a half, up 9. August soybeans at $13.82 and a quarter, up 9 and 3 quarters. In September, $13.12, that's up 9 and a quarter. November beans, $12.76 and a half, up 7 and a half cents. In January, $12.81, up 7 and 3 quarters for the day. Bean meal futures at $4.20, up $2.40. Bean oil at $50.82, that finished 38 cents higher. Live cattle from the Mercantile Exchange June contract, 121.15, down 32 and a half cents. The August, or rather June, or excuse me, the August contract at 121.15. That's down 32 and a half. March of feeders at 134.85, up 12 and a half cents. And the April at 138.60 on a settlement price in the feeder cattle, up 20 cents for the day. April lean hog, $79.50, $1.02 and a half cents higher. And the May futures there at $89.77 and a half cents, $1.07 and a half cents higher. This is the closing market report. It is Tuesday afternoon. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, is on the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural markets. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Oh, good afternoon, Todd.
So we've got some big reports that are due out on Thursday, and Cyprus is shaking the world up just a bit.
You know, we've been sitting here all day talking about this Cyprus thing, and, you know, I don't know what they're thinking of over there, because if they do what they're talking about, it's going to destroy the confidence in the banking system throughout the world.
Indeed, that may very well do the trick, and I guess it's kind of dangerous, but the marketplace has been tenuous about it. Not terribly scared, I don't think.
You know, as we looked here, one of the things that they talked about was that's where some of the biggest oil traders in the world are at, and of course, as we looked at the energy today, it had a very strong day.
Well, what are your expectations for Thursday's big report? Stocks report is due out, as well as the acreage report.
Well, you know, one of the things that scared us tremendously this morning was, and might not have been thought of by others, was we saw the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, as of the close today, going to raise the amount of margin needed to trade a contract of corn by about 33%. And that does that tell us that they think the government's going to come out with a wildly bullish or bearish number to move this market tremendously? It surely, you know, pretends to the fact that they're scared a little bit of that. But, you know.
Well, they would do that in case of volatility, and the volatility could be to either side, and that would likely be related to the acreage report, I suppose, could be with stocks report as well.
Well, you know, the stocks report, we don't look for a lot of things. We're so doggone tight. I don't know how they can change the numbers a whole lot there. You know, the acreage, of course, you know, like I say, it can vary, and they can, you know, decide to switch some one way or the other along the way. But, you know, we look for a bullish stocks report, and we look for a bearish acreage report just out of everything we've seen, because we are so tight with cash corn and cash beans, and we are planning to have a better year than last year that should add to our stocks when it's all said and done.
What do you suppose that the trade is feeling about the total number of corn acres that will be planted?
The total number of corn acres to be planted, of course, the average guess is 97.33. You know, 98.5 to 100 million has been thrown around for a long time by some of the firms like that. I imagine we're going to be somewhere close to that 98 million acres.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. You can hear him again at our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Or you can visit our mobile site at m.willag.org.